Welcome to the Growing Tall Poppies podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nat Green, and I'm so excited to have you join me as we discuss what it means to navigate your way through post-traumatic growth and not just survive, but to thrive after trauma. Through our podcast, we will explore ways for you to create a life filled with greater purpose, self-awareness, and a deep inner peace. Through integrating the many years of knowledge and professional experience, as well as the wisdom of those who have experienced trauma firsthand, we will combine psychology, accelerated approaches, coaching, and personal experience to assist you to learn, to grow, and to thrive. I hope to empower you to create deeper awareness and understanding and stronger connections with yourself and with others, whilst also paving the way for those who have experienced trauma and adversity to reduce their suffering and become the very best versions of themselves in order to thrive. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of Growing Tall Poppies. I'm your host, Dr. Nat Green, and today we're diving into a difficult but really important topic, that of navigating community tragedies and acts of violence. I recognise that for many of our listeners in the US and overseas, community tragedies and acts of violence are quite common. And for many, you will have become almost immune. I know that's a terrible word, but immune to it in so many ways. However, in Australia, thankfully, these are not such common occurrences. With recent events such as the Bondi massacre still very fresh in our minds from only 10 days ago, I feel it's essential to address the range of emotions and the questions and experiences that can arise in the aftermath of such incidents. And it's crucial to explore how we can find resilience in the face of adversity. No doubt many of us are still reeling from these events in Bondi and the violence that unfolded in the church. It's hard not to draw parallels with past tragedies, such as the Port Arthur massacre. In these instances, innocent people going about their daily lives were caught up in devastating experiences that forever changed them. These events raise significant safety questions and highlight the fragility of life. I know this podcast is primarily around post-traumatic growth and aims to focus on those who are thriving after trauma and provide tips and strategies to help you move forward more efficiently, and that many of you may want to avoid focusing on these current events. However, I firmly believe that it's also extremely important to acknowledge the impact of such significant community traumas on those who have experienced past traumas and are now moving through into their own stages of post-traumatic growth. So just because we are now in the post-traumatic growth phase, not a single one of us is immune to further trauma. And as a result, we can be triggered by such events as the Bondi massacre and slip back into the acute phase post-trauma again, no matter how much we choose not to. I feel we really need to acknowledge and normalize that moving through and beyond trauma is not a linear process. And as a result of our individual experiences and what memories or physiological reminders are stuck in our bodies and haven't yet been released or fully processed, our responses to such events may come out of the blue and surprise us and not even make sense potentially. However, what we do know is that you've worked through your trauma previously and therefore you can get to the post-traumatic growth place again. Look for the breadcrumbs that have helped you navigate this path previously, as they are most definitely still there. These community tragedies raise a myriad of emotions and questions, and our responses will vary based on our own past experiences, our relationships to those involved, and our locations, or whether we've been to those places before. Firstly, it's crucial to check in with ourselves and to acknowledge our feelings. Tuning into our emotions rather than avoiding or blocking them out really is essential during times of crisis. By avoiding them, our body can store the trauma, and that can then be triggered at any time where there's even the smallest sensation that reminds us of what we experienced at that time. And that can in turn be activated in circumstances that are well outside our control. So given that these events may activate our nervous systems and release additional stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol, it's really important to prioritize our stress reduction and to learn how to regulate our own nervous systems. So one way to do this is by engaging in activities that help in calming us, whether that be through some form of relaxation, whether it's like I enjoy doing, sitting having a coffee near the beach, going to your favorite place, or doing some meditation, some yoga, listening to calming music, whatever it is that helps you engage in feeling calmer afterwards. Whether it's going for a walk, spending time in nature to connect with ourselves and our surroundings. Additionally, it's really important to check in on our family, our friends, and our colleagues, as they can provide much needed support and reassurance if we need it. We never know what experiences each person brings with them. It might be that some of those people that were innocently shopping at Bondi Shopping Centre were people who'd experienced significant recent traumas. So those people will also be more triggered as their body will have stored that trauma somewhere. And this significant increase in adrenaline and fear will likely have reactivated that on top of what has been activated by the event itself. And these events really can trigger an extensive range of emotions. For some people, this might be the worst thing they have ever experienced, and they may not have any strategies to help them manage it. Every single person is unique in the way they approach trauma and the way they respond to trauma. So it's really important that we bear that in mind. It's also essential to acknowledge any physical symptoms, such as changes in sleep patterns, general agitation, palpitations, headaches, general aches and pains, nausea or diarrhea, or emotional symptoms such as feeling numb, not feeling anything, feeling fearful, angry, sad, or helplessness, or even shame that may arise. And for you to seek additional support if needed from your doctor, counselor, mental health professionals, or helpline. And I'll make sure that there's some details of various helplines that are in the show notes for you. Are you practicing self-compassion? That's another biggie. Being kind to yourself and treating yourself as you would one of your closest friends, as reducing the expectation on ourselves and on others can help alleviate some of the pressure that we may be feeling right now. Another thing that I feel is important is that in times of crisis, it's essential to focus on the kindness and the support within our communities rather than dwelling on the negative events. So focus on the resilience and the strength that communities demonstrate in the wake of such tragedies. Rather than focusing on the individual who perpetrated these acts, let's shine a light on the countless acts of support, of kindness, and solidarity that emerge during times of crisis. And we have seen that nowhere better than what's been exhibited at Bondi. The amazing acts of kindness that occurred on the day, but also since that day. We've seen all the huge, overwhelming support from community members laying flowers, general public doing this, offering love, support, and hope. Last night, there was a beautiful vigil and memorial held at Bondi Beach, where thousands of people turned up to show their support. I urge you to focus on those things, the kindness and support, all the good in our community, rather than dwelling on the negative components of it. It's really helpful to limit exposure to distressing social media and media, as this can also protect our mental health and our well-being. So some really basic stress and trauma management strategies in the first month after a significant community trauma and events and acts of violence are to really focus on our nutrition, eating as well as we possibly can, controlling of the use of drugs and alcohol. Don't rely on these to get through. I totally understand that when you're feeling really distressed and as if things are out of your control, it's really easy to fall into relying on those things. But this creates another layer of difficulties that will need remediation and assistance further down the track. It's really important to have regular exercise where we can, in an attempt to stay healthy and do what you can is within your control in a situation where so much feels out of control. As I've said, focus on activities that help calm our nervous systems and provide some form of relaxation. Take time out for yourself and really focus on your support systems. Engage in some hobbies. Really focus on still having some level of fun. It's okay to have fun, despite what you've been through and what's happening around you. What's come up for me as we've reflected on the events of the weekend at Bondi is that it's really hard not to draw parallels with past tragedies. And I'm particularly referring to the Port Arthur massacre. Now, what the majority of you won't know, as it's not something that I openly share, and certainly really only those people in my inner circle know about it, is that I actually had the privilege of providing support to the employees of the Port Arthur site for a year after the massacre. And it's also not lost on me at all that this week, on the 28th, marks the 28th anniversary of that tragic event. It was an extremely devastating and challenging time. But it also revealed the incredible resilience of the human spirit. People came together to support one another, offering a shoulder to lean on and a listening ear. And again, what's so clear to me is that the Port Arthur massacre also occurred with innocent people going about their daily lives, visiting a tourist attraction, and they were caught up in devastating experiences that forever changed them. These events raise significant safety questions and really highlight the fragility of life. And these experiences underscore the importance of living every day to the fullest and prioritizing what truly matters. None of us knows what tomorrow may bring, but by cherishing the present moment and fostering meaningful connections with those around us, we can find solace and strength in even the darkest of times. I've talked in earlier episodes about getting really clear on who we are, our identity, and how after experiencing a trauma, we tend to become really clear on our values and what really matters in life. Because it can become so clear that the things that often take up our time and the chatter in our head really aren't that important. Certainly not in the context of such significant events where the fragility of life is highlighted so clearly. And on reflection, it really is essential to know the impact that these events can have on our mental and emotional well-being and to acknowledge rather than ignore them. There are things from Port Arthur that I simply cannot unsee or pretend I didn't hear. They've left a lasting, lifelong imprint on me, just as the events of Bondi will do for many of you, and for those involved in providing support and assistance in community recovery. However, I just want to provide some hope that with appropriate support and care, it really is possible to move forward when you're ready. Don't feel pressured to move on if you're not feeling ready to. The impact of the events at Bondi will take many, many months for ordinary people who may have just watched it on the news and not been anywhere near it to come to terms with and to work through because of the experiences we bring with each and every one of us individually. For those who were there and present at that significant traumatic event, their recovery is going to take a lot longer, but it will be possible. So as we navigate these challenging times, let's lean on one another for support and draw strength from the resilience of our communities. Together we can overcome adversity and emerge stronger than ever before. As Joe so beautifully highlighted in last week's episode, the support of a community is essential in helping us move through trauma and into post-traumatic growth. So I ask you to remember to prioritize your own self-care. You are responsible for you. And whilst you can check in on others, focus on what you can do for you to get you through the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. Seek support when needed and really hold on to the hope for a brighter tomorrow. The Bondi Massacre is still so very fresh right now. And with time, we can move forward at our own pace. And there will be learnings as a result. Just as the Port Arthur Massacre left many scars, it has also provided many invaluable lessons. For me, and for many I know, it serves as a compass, reminding us to maintain perspective and prioritise self-care. As we reflect on the events that have shaped us, I encourage you to embrace your own story. We all have experiences that have shaped who we are today. By sharing our stories and supporting one another, we can find strength and resilience in the face of adversity. So thank you again for joining me on this episode of Growing Tall Poppies. Stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other, and remember to cherish each moment and find hope in the face of darkness. Remember, resilience is within reach, even in the face of adversity. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Growing Tall Poppies. It is my deepest hope that today's episode may have inspired and empowered you to step fully into your post-traumatic growth so that you can have absolute clarity around who you are, what matters the most to you, and to assist you to release your negative emotions and regulate your nervous system so you can fully thrive. New episodes are published every Tuesday, and I hope you'll continue to join us as we explore both the strategies and the personal qualities required to fully live a life of post-traumatic growth and to thrive. So if it feels aligned to you and really resonates, then I invite you to hit subscribe, and it would mean the world to us if you could share this episode with others who you feel may benefit too. You may also find me on Instagram at Growing Tall Poppies and Facebook, Dr. Natalie Green. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to look for the lessons and to learn and increase your ability to live the life you desire and deserve. So for now, stay connected, stay inspired, stand tall like the tall poppy you are, and keep shining your light brightly in the world. Bye for now.